Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. A major search operation is continuing in northwest Iran, where a helicopter carrying President Ebrahim Raisi and his foreign minister has gone missing in a remote mountainous region. Iranian state media report that the search area has been narrowed to a radius of about 2 kilometres. The difficult terrain can only be accessed on foot. Kasra Naji is from BBC Persian.
Dozens of rescue teams have been searching the area, their work hampered by poor roads and bad weather. One official has said that at least one passenger and one crew member had been in contact briefly with the rescuers. This indicates that some of the passengers may have survived. Iran's leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has called on Iranians to pray for the safe return of everyone on board.
Turkey has sent a mountain rescue team and the EU has agreed to Iran's request to use its Copernicus satellite service to help locate the helicopter. Spain has recalled its ambassador to Argentina for consultations after the Argentine president made derogatory remarks about the Spanish Prime Minister's wife. He was speaking at a far-right conference in Madrid, from where Guy Hedgecoe reports.
The Argentinian president was railing against the policies of the political left when he described Mr. Sanchez's wife, Begoña Gómez, as corrupt. Last month, a court opened a probe into allegations of influence peddling made against Ms. Gómez by a far-right campaign group. She hasn't been charged, and Mr. Sanchez said the case was part of a right-wing dirty tricks campaign against his government. Spain and Argentina have close cultural and economic ties, and the Spanish Foreign Minister, José Manuel Álvarez, said Mr. Milei's comments constituted the most serious crisis in the recent history of the two countries' relationship.
Niger's Defence Ministry says it's agreed a timetable with the US for the withdrawal of American forces from the country. The US has more than 1,000 troops stationed at 2 military bases in Niger, where they monitor Islamist militant groups. The military government ended the arrangement after taking power last year. It's already signed a new security agreement with Moscow. A military spokesman in the Democratic Republic of Congo has said a number of Americans and a British citizen were involved in an attempted coup in Kinshasa on Monday morning. The spokesman, General Sylvain Ekin, named the coup leader as Christian Malanga, a US-based Congolese politician. He said all of the suspects were captured or killed.
Cette tentative a impliqué...
The attempted coup involved foreigners and Congolese. These foreigners and Congolese were put out of action, including their leaders.
The group had tried to attack 3 ministerial residences before proceeding to the presidential palace. BBC News. The White House says President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has called on the Israeli Prime Minister to match Israel's military operation against Hamas militants in Gaza with a political strategy for the future of the Palestinian enclave. Mr. Sullivan met Benjamin Netanyahu and other leaders, restating the need for Israeli forces to minimise civilian casualties. The presidents of 4 French overseas territories have urged the national government in Paris to scrap voting reforms in the Pacific territory of New Caledonia that have prompted deadly unrest. The call from the leaders of La Réunion, Guadeloupe, Martinique and French Guiana came in an open letter. On Sunday, France's Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin said a big security operation destroyed dozens of barricades to retake the road from New Caledonia's capital, Nouméa, to the airport. Pakistan says it's repatriating more than 500 students from Kyrgyzstan after mob violence broke out in the capital, Bishkek, targeting foreigners and migrant workers. The foreign minister said 3 flights had been arranged to bring the students out. It's estimated about 10,000 students from Pakistan are studying in Kyrgyzstan. It's particularly popular with medical students. Manchester City have become the first club to win the top league of English men's football 4 times in a row. City beat West Ham United 3-1 in the final game of the season. Manchester City fan James Edney says the team's manager Pep Guardiola and the players should share the credit for the success.
It all comes down to, do you have a setup in place and a manager who's going to keep pushing these players on every single time? It helps as well that we've got absolutely amazing players. And what they've managed to give to the fans over the last 5, 6, 7 years has just been amazing. So, you know, we can only thank them and enjoy the ride.
Manchester City finished 2 points ahead of Arsenal, whose victory over Everton was in vain. BBC News.